Among the millions of maps, photographs, documents, and recordings at the Library of Congress are thousands of items related to Alaska's history. Senator Lisa Murkowski toured some of the collection's highlights Friday in honor of the state's 50th anniversary. Items on display in a palatial room of the Library of Congress, Jefferson Building, were old maps, including one from 1802 from Russia, that caught Murkowski's attention because of its lack of detail in interior Alaska.
I just find it fascinating. You look at the detail of Alaska from southeastern on up into Prince William Sound area and the Aleutian Chain, and it's all pretty detailed, and it looks pretty much like it does today. But beyond that, it disappears. It really has been relatively recent in history that we understood what our boundaries are.
Many of the items Murkowski viewed are online at the Library of Congress website, which the senator says is especially valuable to Alaskans who live so far away from Washington, D.C.
This is key for us. This opens up the world. It opens up our own history to us in a way that we have just simply never had access to before.
The Librarian of Congress, James Billington, says they're scanning thousands of photos and documents and uploading videos so people can freely access the library's materials. He says they're often used in classrooms.
Something that empowers teachers by giving them a resource that speaks to kids who are audiovisually inclined or likely to be have seen things on computers even before they've read things. You have to invade that world. Get kids to ask questions. It arouses their curiosity.
Curators from the Library of Congress had a slew of other items on display.
My name is Don Vanay. I'm a historian with the Manuscript Division. We have a number of items illustrating the history of Alaska. The great aviation pioneer Billy Mitchell, as a young lieutenant, went up to Alaska in 1901 to lay the Alaska telegraph line into the interior, first time that had been done. And these are photographs that he took on his adventures. People ask me, why wasn't he flying then? It's because the airplane had not been invented.
I'm Catherine Blood. I'm curator of fine prints at the Library of Congress. This is really wonderful. This is an original theater poster to advertise the stage play that opened at the Star Theater. And what this is, it's a chromolithograph. It's an original print, full color. It takes back to the 1897 Broadway stage. This is a melodrama called Heart of the Klondike. And so you can really see how the gold rush captured the sort of creative imagination of the American public. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Michael Taft, I'm head of the archives here at the American Folklife Center. We have many, many recordings that are 60, 70, 80, even 100 years old. The Tlingit recording is two cassettes that were published by the Tlingit tribe in around 1980 and 1981. Where they recorded their choir singing parts of the Orthodox liturgy. What's interesting about it is that they sing and chant these songs in Tlingit as well as in English and also in Slavonic. It really shows the coming together of different cultures.
The Alaska items at the Library of Congress are online at loc.gov.